From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Starting today, starting right now, All Songs Considered has a 24/7 music channel. The stream celebrates 10 years of All Songs Considered. To do that, Robin Hilton and I have put together all the songs we've played on the show over the past 10 years, and you can hear them all by going to npr.org/allsongs247. The first solo record from Animal Collective's A.V. Tear comes out October 26th. The record's called Down There. It features 9 new songs. He's worked on it with his friend and Animal Collective founding member Josh Dibb, best known as Deacon. This song from that record is called Lucky One. Dave Portner, better known as A.V. Tear, that's a closing track to his album Down There. It's a very liquid and seamlessly produced sound adventure, and it comes out on Paw Tracks at the end of October. Mark McGuire is an ambient guitarist, best known for his work in the past 5 years with the Cleveland noise trio Emeralds. McGuire alone has released over 30 solo recordings in various forms. The new one is a full-length album. It's called Living With Yourself, and this song is called Moving Apart. Thank you. Mark McGuire, his guitar, and a bit of magic from his album Living With Yourself. We just heard the tune Moving Apart. I'm not sure if you know about our Tiny Desk concert series, so I'll take a second to tell you that we put small concerts on at my desk here at NPR, and we videotape those concerts and capture the sound with a nice stereo mic. What we wind up with are performances that are intimate and somewhat awkward. The space is even smaller than it looks, and it's unique since it's a challenge for a full band to squeeze behind my desk. And now, with more than 100 Tiny Desk concerts captured, and most online, I'd like to play a song from a recent one. I'd gotten a note that Tom Tom Club was coming to town. I hadn't thought of Tom Tom Club in a while. The band was formed back around 1981 by Talking Heads rhythm section Tina Weymouth on bass and Chris France on percussion, and they had a number of danceably fun hits back then. The idea of a Tiny Desk concert intrigued them. They'd never done an acoustic set before. And so they worked up a version of a few favorites with accordion, washboard percussion, and a few acoustic guitars and more. You can watch all three songs at npr.org/tinydeskconcerts along with the other 100 or so that we have online. This song is called Genius of Love.
One, two, three.
James Brown, hit me!
those hot summer nights down at CBGB's and the 930 Club.
Genius of Love, performed there by Tom Tom Club. You can see the video of that performance by going to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts or subscribing to the Tiny Desk Concert video podcast. Other concerts in the series include Phoenix, Jimmy Cliff, Weird Al Yankovic, Tom Jones, The Antlers, Chuck Brown, Andrew WK, and a whole lot of artists you've probably never heard of, but you might find it a treat. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan. The band Marah has been around in so many forms. They put out their first record in 1998. I'm not sure they kept the same lineup for more than two consecutive records. And this new record, it's their 10th, it's called Life is a Problem, and it's no exception. This is the first record that David Bianco recorded without his brother Serge. His main collaborator this time along is bandmate Christine Smith. The record came out in June, but it's taken me a while to find a home for it on the show. This song is called Valley Farm Song.
With the marquee. some moons it would not light a night like this. To the kids I say goodnight, I hope you're happy.
That's Marat. The CD is called Life is a Problem, the song, Valley Farm Song. Our first listen series is all about putting full albums online before they even come out. Every Monday, there's a new surprise at npr.org/firstlisten. This week, it's the artist that kicked off our series, Bob Dylan. There's been a wealth of Dylan music from his extensive library of unreleased recordings. Some are concerts and some are studio sessions. They come under the banner of the Bootleg Series. The new CD double set is called The Bootleg Series, Volume 9, The Witmark Demos, 1962 to 1964. And what you get with these two discs are mostly recordings Bob Dylan did for his publishing company. Artists recorded these sorts of demos for a few reasons. One, so the songs could be transcribed to sheet music, and two, in hopes of someone hearing it and perhaps covering it. There are remarkable songs here, most all performed on acoustic guitar, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, Boots of Spanish Leather, Blowin' in the Wind, Masters of War, Mr. Tambourine Man, which is done on piano, almost 50 recordings, all written and recorded by Bob Dylan between the ages of 21 and 24. Remember that his first record only had a few original tunes, so it's amazing to hear his growth as a songwriter in those years. It's hard to know what to pick out to play for you. The quality of the recordings vary from perfect to a bit muddy. I think I'll pick one of the not-so-great-sounding recordings, but an extraordinary version of one of Dylan's topical tunes, The Death of Emmett Till.
T'was down in Mississippi not so long ago, when a young boy from Chicago town stepped through a southern door. This boy's fateful tragedy I can still remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I can't remember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn, there was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, was just for the fun of killing him and to watch him slowly die. And then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury, there were men helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody there seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. For the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body floats the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's dirt, your mind is filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your blood, it must refuse to flow. For you to let this human race fall down so god-awful low. This song's just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today in that ghost robe Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we'd make this great land of ours a greater place to live.
Bob Dylan, the death of Emmett Till, one of almost 50 recordings recorded almost 50 years ago and found on the release called The Bootleg Series Volume 9, The Whitmark Demos, 1962 to 1965. Select cuts from that record can be heard at npr.org/firstlisten a week before release. The album comes out October 19th. It was thrilling to see just a man and his guitar hold a crowd with his every word for over an hour and a half at the 9:30 Club recently. And that's just what The Tallest Man on Earth did. The Tallest Man on Earth is the moniker for Swedish singer Christian Mattsson. He's a small guy with a big voice. We've had him at the Tiny Desk, and just recently we webcast that show from the 9:30 Club. You can hear the entire concert online at npr.org/liveconcerts or subscribe to the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast. There's a new EP from The Tallest Man on Earth. This follows a full-length album released just 6 months ago. The EP is called Sometimes the Blues is Just a Passing Bird, and this song is called Little River.
Well, there is something about the quiet uplifting laughter. You just spent so many years chased by a cloud, oh, and it's taken you so far, far past the cliffs, eh? And now your feet just poke around to feel the ground, oh, and you say, is this a joke? I float, come on now, see there's something down below. Let me fall to be of use, make me the rainstorm, just a piece of hail, you know. You said all the time it needs to take, and all the time there's a shiver from some fallen tear. But is it honest like a fallen log to dream of things like a little river to the golden ground? Surprise and darkness, you just sing about your own death in your closet. You stumble out into the pitch black hallway. You think you've lost so many times, though it's not war yet. You say, are these my eyes? You said, come on now. Already lost my sense to feel. But there is always someone out there who will listen. and it's nothing but a dream. Is it all the time it needs to take, and all the time there's a shiver from some fallen tear? But is it honest like a fallen log to dream of things like a little river to the golden ground? Stepping out and walks out of the garden where all the lilies and the weeds came from his cold hand. You say, is this my life? You said, come on now, see the diamonds when you yell. I let you stay in all the corners I have been in, but now you travel, go to hell. All the time it needs to take, and all the time there's a shiver from some fallen tear. But is it honest like a fallen log to dream of things like a little river to the golden ground?
Music from The Tallest Man on Earth. The EP is called Sometimes the Blues is Just a Passing Bird. The song we heard was Little River. In Mali, Hira Arbi is a singer with the status of a legend. But only now is there a Hira Arbi CD that's being released internationally. Arbi's known for her strong voice, direct lyrics that deal with some touchy issues. She came and played a concert at my desk, and we'll have that concert online soon. This from Hira Arbi is a song called Gumo from a CD called Timbuktu Terab. I'm Bob Boylan along with producer Robin Hilton. Give a listen to our new 24/7 music channel, 10 years of songs at npr.org/allsongs247. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.